A microbiologist from Brazil has won the 2025 World Food Prize. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dr. Mariangela Ungria has been awarded the World Food Prize. The honor is given annually to a person or persons who make significant contributions toward diminishing hunger in the world. In Dr. Ungria's case, it was her work on developing a biological seed treatment that helps farmers increase soybean yields while using less chemical fertilizers. World Food Prize Foundation President Mashal Hussein announced the winner last week in Des Moines, Iowa.
Women have always been the bridge between soil and seed, between discovery and delivery, between hunger and hope, bridging the very gap between survival and sustainability. Women have long been at the heart of agriculture, whether on the farm, in the field, or in the lab. They nourish more than the fields. They nourish entire systems and societies. And the woman we honor tonight has transformed the way we think about both.
Dr. Ungria will be honored at a formal ceremony in October. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.